The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 19th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
The interaction of water with the taste perception, the subtle element odor evolves under superior arrangement. Thence the earth and the olfactory sense by which we can variously experience the aroma of the earth became manifest.
Vasamatra bhikud varnat ambaso daiva chodita gandhamatram abhuttasmat prithi jnanasya gandhava. So, further analytical study of water is mentioned here by Kapila. So the rasa, taste changes into gandha, smell. So the taste is created by daiva chodita. Taste of everything is being done daiva chodita at beginning. But the taste creates the different kinds of fragrance, gandha, smell within the earth. There is water, there is taste, and taste and formation, either you say chemical or physical changes, it becomes smell. So, different kinds of smell there are already within the earth. Simply, it brings out by different methods. The scientist does not know. That you have already explained several times, that the different gandha or smell or fragrance or aroma, whatever you call, there are already within the earth. Punna gandha prithivyancha. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, punna gandha and papa gandha. In the material world, everywhere, there are two things, pious and impious. So the papagandha, bad smell, when it passes, so you close your nose, nostril, not to accept it. But when there is punnagandha, you feel fresh. Oh, it's very nice. So, Krishna says, punnagandha prithivyancha. When you smell something very fragrant, just like in the flower, there are different varieties of flower, and they are exacting different varieties of aroma from the earth. So the good smell of the flower, in some other place it is said in the Bhagavatam, that when you see flower, you see Krishna is smiling. That is the seeing of Krishna smiling. Therefore, the flowers should be utilized for Krishna's service, because these flowers, everything is Krishna's energy. Parasya shakti vividha iva sriyate. So specifically, good fragrance of flower, Krishna says that, I am that. Krishna's particular presence is there. So we can remember Krishna immediately. This Krishna consciousness movement is that you remember always Krishna. Always Krishna. Just like Maharaj Ambarish did. Sabai mana Krishna padarvindayo. He engaged his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, simply by engaging the mind. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanuvanna. If we utilize our senses always in the service of the Lord, that is bhakti. At the present moment, we are utilizing our senses for material objective. That is to be purified. We should be used for Krishna's service. We are using our senses for the service of society, friendship and love. But that service should be transferred to Krishna. Then it is bhakti. Sarvapadipininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Bhakti means this flower we are smelling, we are enjoying. That is sense gratification. Similarly, this same flower, if it is offered to Krishna as garland, that he will smell it and feel pleasure, that is bhakti. So to come to the bhakti marga, a devotional service, it is not very difficult. The smell is creation of God at Krishna, punna gandha prithivyancha. Therefore, the smell should be used for Krishna's pleasure. This is bhakti. Not for my pleasure. This is called tyag. Tyag means that actually it should be used for Krishna, who has produced it. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti richa. Our senses are also Krishna's senses. He is Rishikesh. Rishika isha iti Rishikesha. Rishika means senses. Unfortunately, our senses are being used for sense satisfaction. Neither for our use. It is for sense gratification. So, bhakti means this practice of using the senses for sense gratification should be rectified, should be purified. Then the same senses will be utilized for Krishna's satisfaction and then you become a bhakti. Krishna's things may be used for Krishna. Sarvapadhivininmuktam tatparatvinirmanam. The Chaitanya Charitamritakar, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has distinguished between kaam and prem. Kaam means lusty desires, or sex desires. Generally it is meant sex desires. So he has very simplified the matter very much. Atmandriya tripti mancha dhare naam dhare prem tar bhare dhare naam kaam, like that. Krishnandriya priti mancha tar naam prem and atmandriya tripti mancha dhare naam kaam. They actually, senses are there for satisfaction, that's a fact. Otherwise, why the senses are there? Just like the smell is there and the nose is there. So smell is there for satisfaction of the senses. For the smell, for the nose, nostril, the beautiful flower is there, or beautiful, anything beautiful. To the man, woman is beautiful. To the woman, man is beautiful. So the eyes are there, and the beautiful things are there. That is arrangement. That is development of this nature. as soon as it is coming from the fire, that we have already described. The fire is the origin of beauty, and the fire is the origin of eyesight. The eyes, loss of eyesight means there is less fiery element. Loss of appetite means there is less of fiery elements. In the Ayurvedic treatment, it is called Agnimand. So these are transformation of the fire. Similarly, the smell is transformation of the rasa, taste. How subtle things are going on, that is described in the Sankhya philosophy presented by Kapil Dev. But we do not understand practically how things are going on. We are simply accepting the words that by transformation of this thing is coming out so much. Neither it is possible to make experiment, maybe, but scientists can take advantage of the Sankhya philosophy. So you may experiment or not, that doesn't matter, things are going on. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma mannate avidhavadita kattaham iti mannate. Actually, these rules are transformation as ordained by Daiva Chodita, by the supreme design. That is going on. But we, under the name of so-called scientists, we are trying to take the credit. Just like they are testing now, in the test tube, they are making life. But the substance, the semina, male and female, that you cannot create, that you have to take from the male, from the female, then put together in the test tube, then it may come. They are very much proud that now in the laboratory we are making life by chemical combination. But the actual chemical coming from by this transformation under the supervision of the Daiva, Daiva Chodita. Daiva is the principal cause. Sarva-kāraṇa-kāraṇa, that they do not accept. And people are giving credit to these artificial scientists. In our Delhi program, there was a lecture of a big scientist in Delhi. I forgot his name. He gave very good example that if a man learns how to bark like dog, and if he makes a show, many thousands of people will purchase ticket and go and see how he's barking. But by nature's arrangement, so many dogs are barking, nobody takes care. So similarly, in the laboratory, if a scientist can produce a light somewhere or other, so they will go and see and give him clap. Just like this aeroplane is flying in the air, little discrepancies immediately crash down. So he is getting so much credit, and the scientist also saying, there is no need of God. Now you have solved all the questions. But nobody is giving credit to Krishna, who is floating millions and trillions of stars and planets in the air. So, by taking Krishna's talk, the petroleum or gas, we become scientists and fly the aeroplane. And Krishna has given the petrol, and he has no credit. He has no credit. That is the difference between demons and bhakti. A bhakta sees in everything presence of Krishna. Here is Krishna's energy is there. Here is nice taste. Here is Krishna. Rasuham apsu kaundya. So, Krishna has manifested himself in so many ways by his different energies. We have to learn simply to know or see how Krishna is working. So here it is stated that rasamatrat bikurvanat ammasu daivachari. Krishna is working. Because transformation does not take place automatically. Just like the other day I gave you the example. There is oil and there is soda. But you can transform into soap by mixing together. That mixing process does not take automatically. There is Krishna. Or Krishna's part and parcel, the living entity. We are also Krishna's part and parcel. So scientist is working and a devotee sees that Krishna is working. That is the difference between non-devotee and devotee. A non-devotee will give credit to the scientist who is working subordinately under the orders of Krishna. That is stated also in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanam. In everyone's heart, Krishna is there. So one man is working very nicely, he is taking the credit of becoming a scientist. Why the other man cannot do it? Another man is also working in the laboratory. Just like this airless telegram, radio. Many scientists were working, and in our childhood I was present in a meeting. Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose was speaking. So Marconi and Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose and many other physicists, they are working to study the waves of air and how to establish wireless telegram. So, Jagadish Chandra Bose, he found out the means, and they are talking, Marconi and Jagadish Chandra Bose. Marconi took the hand and immediately he published in the paper, and in those British ruling, British government, they wanted to give credit all to the Englishman. Actually, this wireless telegram was established by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. He spoke in a meeting. So anyway, just like two scientists are working to find out something, to invent something. But the wireless telegram is in the credit of Mr. Marconi. Why not Jagadish Chandra Bose? There is the hand of Krishna. There are so many people are working for inventing something, but one man takes the credit, other man cannot. Why? Why this discrimination? There must be some cause of this discrimination. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. I am situated in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Matta, from me, if I give you the intelligence, now mix this chemical with this chemical, your product will come. Others, they have got the chemical, and the laboratory man also there. But one takes the credit, one cannot take the credit. That is due to Krishna. If Krishna gives the intelligence, then he gets the intelligence and he takes the credit. Nimitta matra bhavasabhasachi. Krishna says to Arjuna that this plan of battle of Kurukshetra is already there. I have caused assembly of all the demonic persons here. and paritrana sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam. This is my plan. So Arjuna, I am flattering you so much that you fight, fight. But don't think if you do not fight, they will go home. They will have to die. Because it is my plan already. Nimitta matra bhavasambhosaj. Because you are my devotee, you take the credit. You take the credit. So, actually, a devotee, because he is very sincere servant of Krishna, so Krishna wants to give credit to his devotee. Although he is doing everything. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivish matta smriti jnanam apohara. So, always think like that. Do not try to take credit yourself. We should always remember that it is Krishna's credit. He wants to do something at a certain time, and some of his servant is authorized to do that. That's all. Otherwise, whole credit goes to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Govindamadi Purusham. Just like Brahma. Brahma has created this universe. But he knows that he is not the creator. When Narada Muni inquired from Brahma that we know that we are creator, you are the creator. Brahma said, my dear son, you are wrongly impressed. I am not creator. The creator is the Supreme Personality of God. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvakarana karam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tene Brahma Rida Adhikavaye. Brahma was given inspiration or lesson from within the heart. Krishna is therefore called Chaitya Guru, the Guru from the heart. He gives intelligence for doing particular things when he is satisfied with the service. Sarvasya chaṅhriti sannivi. Tesam satata yuktāna bhajatāṁ prītipūrvam. Buddhi-yogam dadāmitam. Krishna is ready to give intelligence to everyone, because everyone is Krishna's son. Mamahimāṁsa-jīva-bhūta. Ahaṁ-bīja-padap-pitā. The father is not particularly inclined to a particular son, no. A son, if he is very obedient, then father discloses the most confidential things to that son. This is natural. This is not partiality. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name deshasti na priya. I am equal to. Otherwise, how can be God? If he is partial to somebody, foolish people think, why God has made me poor? Why God has made so many poor men? God has not made. They have made themselves poor. God has not made. He does not make any distinguish. He says the plain truth. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyari manga namaskuru. He is saying to everyone. So if we do not do, we have got little independence, then we are in this miserable condition of life. So, these miseries of the society, that is not creation by God. God is very, very kind to everyone. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. Name deshasti na priya. Nobody is Krishna's or God's enemy. Nobody is Krishna's friend. But one who wants to serve Krishna as friend, his consideration is different. Here is a willing servant. That is bhakti. Bhakti means willingness. Shanta dasya Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhurya. These are the different development of bhakti. First of all, in the material stage, we are defined. That is Asuri. What is God? We are doing everything. A big Swami lectured in America, and he was advocating why you are giving credit to God. You are laboring, you are working, you are getting the result. Why should you give credit to God? This was the subject matter. That is demonic. All credit should go to God. That is bhakti. Actually, without Krishna's help, without God's help, you cannot do anything. Sarvasya chahangriti. Kattamiti vannate. In the demonic stage, the living entity becomes a dog. Prakitakriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvas. Just like you have seen in the beach, the dog is bound up by the chain. Or the master says, come here. He has to come here. He go there, like that. So we are enchained by these laws of material nature. Devidhisa agunamai mama maya durat. But we are claiming independent. There is no independence. There cannot be independence. You are the servant. We are all the servant of maya, prakriti. Because we have given up the service of the law. Our constitutional position is to remain a servant. But if we defy God, Krishna, and we want to become independent, that means we become servant of prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani. We associate with different modes of material nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. And under different association or being controlled by different modes of material nature, we are getting different varieties of body. Why one has got very good body, very Brahman body or rich man's body, and why one has got dog's body, cat's body, tree's body? Why? There is some arrangement. Karmana daiva netrena. This is the injunction. That you are working under the impulse of certain modes of material nature. That is being observed by the super soul. Anumantya, upadrashtya. He is seeing all your activities. So, you wanted something to do, but you require certain body to do that. That is being arranged by the Supreme Personality of God. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upapatti. This is the law. And in Bhagavad Gita it is said, ja karanam gunasanga asya sadasa joni janmus. Why one living entity is getting a better type of body, another a very low, abominable type of body. Daivanatrena. Therefore, this consciousness can be awakened in this human form of life. We can take education, we can understand from Vedic knowledge what is our position, what is our relationship with God, how we shall act in that relationship. These are the opportunities in this human form of life, not in the form of cats and dogs. So, in spite of getting this opportunity, if we do not understand God, if we do not understand what is our relationship with God, then, according to Shastra, it is called Atmaha. Atmaha means suicide. If you cut your throat yourself, who can save it? So we should not become atmaha and spoil this life. Dullamanga manasanga janma tadupi adhuvam arthadam. This human form life, dullava. After many, many millions of evolution, we have got it. It is very dullava. Jalajanam lakhani sthavara lakham. So we have got this opportunity by the grace of God, or the material nature has given us this opportunity. Now we should utilize it properly. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Don't spoil it. And what is that? Komarang acharit prajna dharman bhagavatari. From the very childhood, this dharman bhagavatan must be given lessons to the children. Therefore, from the very beginning, we have opened this Gurukul in Texas and in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. But here, practically, India, we don't get this opportunity. Before starting this movement, I approached many friends that you have got four sons, give me one. I'll train him to become a Vaishnava. Nobody agreed. But in the European countries, in the America, of course they are all children of my devotees. I got them married, they have got now children, they are being taught in Gurukul. That is strictly according to the Vedic science, komarang acharit prajna dharman bhagavatani. From the very beginning of life. So, life should be utilized properly, and the children, not all, some of them may become Kshatriya, some of them become Shudra or Vaishya, but an ideal class of Brahmana must be there to guide the society. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.